First, our lead story tonight contains distressing details. In fact, the distressing details are its essence. It's a story of small boys being dragged from their beds and raped. It's a litany of abuse that also includes the caging of children, punishment parades, and appalling Dickensian conditions. And it happened under the aegis of one of Australia's most recognised and respected charities, the Salvation Army. The Child Abuse Royal Commission has begun publicly hearing evidence about extreme and sadistic sexual and physical abuse in four Salvation Army boys' homes in the 1960s and 70s. Some of the evidence presented today shocked even some survivors and their advocates. Emily Burke reports.
The Salvation Army came to Australia from London in 1880, but some of the most uncharitable activities of the Christian mission have emerged during the first day of the Royal Commission's public examination of four homes run by the Salvation Army in the 1960s and 70s. The four homes in New South Wales and Queensland were closed in the 70s and 80s, but the abuse allegations date back to the 1930s.
The Salvation Army East has received 157 claims which refer to child sexual abuse across all the operations of the Salvation Army East, including its boys' and girls' homes.
Counsel assisting the inquiry is Simeon Beckett.
But there are many allegations of child sexual abuse made against five identified officers of the Salvation Army who worked at the four homes: Lawrence Wilson, Russell Walker, Victor Bennett, John McIver, and Donald Schultz. The Royal Commission is likely to hear that many of these officers moved between the four homes and that allegations of child sexual abuse arose at the new homes to which the officers had been transferred.
The Salvation Army's Riverview home in Queensland was a so-called training farm for delinquent boys, but boys were given no formal training. The regular punishments included boys being struck with a razor strap, boys being suspended in a well by a belt, or tied to a tree. Counsel assisting Simeon Beckett.
Captain Lawrence was the most prolific of the alleged child sexual abusers in the Salvation Army Eastern Territory. Captain Wilson served at all four of the homes, including as manager at Gill, Indooroopilly and Bexley. The evidence is likely to reveal that his fellow officers described him as brutal, and the evidence from his victims will in many cases shock. To date, the Salvation Army has paid out in excess of $1.2 million in compensation to those who have reported sexual abuse of them to it.
Wilson resigned from the Salvation Army in 1982. He was acquitted of all charges in 1997 and died in 2008. Raymond Carlyle was among Wilson's victims.
You can never get clean of things. When I left Riverview Boys' Home, I went back to live with my mother. I could never let my mother touch me or hug me or show me any affection. I didn't know the difference between affection and abuse.
What I can remember at Riverview is being in a place where there's no sunshine.
The witness known only as E.G. is another former resident of Riverview.
And when we got home, my mother said to us, "Oh, didn't you ever get any of them letters or Christmas card or birthday cards we sent you?" We said, "No, we never got anything at all, nothing, never seen, never heard anything." And she said, "You could have got one of the Salvation Army officers to read it to you. Or write a letter for you, because we're too young to write letters." And anyway, when we told her that we never got in at all, she just walked in the room and shut the door. Aye, we knew she was crying.
You say the officers mostly belted us with canes or leather straps. Whenever they could catch us, and then they would report us to the manager, and we would get flogged again on punishment night, which was Thursday night.
Or Sunday morning. Not Sunday, yeah, church Sunday.
The lawyer representing the Salvation Army is Kate Eastman.
The Salvation Army admits that hundreds of children entrusted to its care in the past endured horrific experiences. In its boys' home, some children suffered sexual abuse, and the Army also acknowledges that there was physical abuse, emotional abuse, and deprivation in the boys' home. For all of it, the Salvation Army gives an unreserved apology.
Victims attending today's hearing say the apologies are grossly inadequate, and E.G. told the inquiry he remains haunted by the past and what he's lost.
Salvation Army taught me with was nothing, and the only other thing they did for you was put you down every time you stood up, I just kept pressing you down. Of course, I didn't want you to stand up, but here I am today. I'm 66 years old and I'm still here. And I want to thank the whole Salvation Army for doing me out of a childhood and a youth. If I was to die tomorrow, I'd like to come back for 20 years and have my childhood over.
Witness known as E.G., a former resident of Salvation Army Riverview Home in Queensland. Emily Burke was our reporter.